I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A heat advisory continues for much of the Twin Cities. A Michigan man accused of threatening federal agents pleaded not guilty in federal court. And Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry kicks off the city's 8th annual Black Business Week. But first, day use permits open back up today for the Boundary Waters Canoe area, despite several wildfires still burning. At a press conference earlier this morning, Republican State Representative and former Ely Mayor Roger Scraba expressed hope about the recent rain and firefighting efforts.
I'm hoping that the weather, the teams, everyone working together, we can open this Boundary Water sooner than later. We've all been told, wait for the snow. I think we put a pretty good hammer on it.
Leaders will decide by Thursday whether to allow overnight use of the Boundary Waters again. A community meeting at Ely Memorial High School tonight will provide additional updates. Governor Walz said at the briefing he's not ruling out a special session to discuss an economic recovery package. A Michigan man accused of threatening federal agents and doxing a pro-ICE individual in Minneapolis pleaded not guilty in federal court this morning. 37-year-old Kyle Wagner was arrested in February. The Department of Justice says Wagner is a self-proclaimed Antifa member and called for people on several occasions in January to impede federal immigration enforcement in Minnesota. He faces federal threat and cyber-stalking charges after allegedly making murder and assault threats against ICE. A judge ordered Wagner to stay in Minnesota ahead of his next court hearing, which hasn't been scheduled yet. There's a heat watch until 8 p.m. tonight, but Sunday was the hottest day of the year in the Twin Cities, topping out at 98 degrees at MSP Airport. Couple that with a near-record dew point in the 80s, and it's oppressive outside right now. However, National Weather Service forecaster Bill Borkhoff says that's soon going to change dramatically.
We're starting to see dry air move into west-central Minnesota right now behind a cold front. Dew points will plummet into the 60s by this afternoon. It's going to be very noticeable. If you walk outside early this morning, you'll feel it feels like the tropics. By midday or so, it's going to feel a lot better.
Temperatures are expected to stay in the upper 80s to mid-90s all week, but the humidity should drop. Even so, the Minnesota Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson says the recent heat could end up having a devastating impact as drought conditions worsen.
In this week's crop report, we had our corn and soybeans were 80%. In good to excellent condition. I think that's going to suffer some this week. We also started our wheat harvest this week, and that actually looks pretty decent. But I am worried going into this week, especially with highs in the 90s this weekend.
Peterson says he's already seen some corn in distress and is hoping for some much needed rain. Former DFL state senator and meteorologist Nicole Mitchell doesn't believe her past burglary conviction is a distraction to her campaign for Woodbury City Council. She was convicted of breaking into her stepmother's house in Detroit Lakes and resigned from the Senate last year. She's currently appealing the case. On the WCCO Morning News with Vanita Sakar, Mitchell said she'd been out door knocking daily and only got chewed out by one person.
Most people, though, they just want to know that you're going to do what you say when you serve. And so people mostly just want to talk about taxes and whether or not we're going to keep our parks nice and public safety and things like that.
Woodbury Election Day is August 11th. Two of the four council seats are up for election. There's a League of Women Voters candidate forum coming up in September. One of the greatest coaches of all time at the University of Minnesota has died.
Longtime baseball coach John Anderson played for the Gophers in the 1970s and stayed on as an assistant, taking over the top job in 1982. The Hibbing native retired in 2024 with 1,390 wins, more than anyone in program history.
I've been fortunate that we've been able to have some success on the diamond, but more importantly, I think we've been able to graduate our young men at a very, very high level and prepare them for the next 50 years of their life. So I have to pinch myself sometimes. It's a little bit surreal.
Among his highlights, 7 Big Ten regular season titles and 9 tournament championships, an 8-time Big Ten Coach of the Year, Anderson was inducted into the American Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame. He suffered a heart attack last week and died on Sunday. John Anderson was 71 years old. Al Schock, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey today kicked off the city's 8th annual Black Business Week at the historic Coliseum building on the south side. Frey says it's simply not easy to start a business as a Black owner.
What we want to do is make sure that we're easing and streamlining the process, that we're making sure that people have access to capital, access to financing, that they have a direct touch point with the city so that we've got business and technical support that is available to them so that no matter what kind of business it is, they want to open right here in Minneapolis.
The Coliseum building is more than a century old and is now home to 4 Black-owned businesses, which moved in after the 2020 protests and riots over George Floyd's death at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer. Magic yesterday at the TPC Twin Cities in Blaine as 21-year-old PGA Tour rookie phenom Jackson Koivun fired a bogey-free 66 in the final round, scoring his first PGA Tour win at the 3M Open. Koivun finished 25 under par, just 3 shots ahead of world number 1, Scottie Scheffler. Finally, it's 1 month until the start of the Minnesota State Fair. It begins on August 27th and runs 12 days through Labor Day, September 7th. Less than a month away is the crowning of Princess Kay of the Milky Way, which happens the night before the fair opens to the public. All competitors for the coveted crown will have their likeness carved into a block of butter at the Dairy Building. Hiring is underway right now, too, for fair-time jobs. Applicants must be 16 years or older. Jobs range from food service and custodial needs to security and retail sales. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.